Well, hello there. It's that time today on a Tuesday for your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I'm Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani, and we're going to pray together today. So, Debbie, we've got open phone lines right now, but we know that won't last for long.
We do. And yesterday was a jam-packed show of calls for guardian angels. So you guys definitely love connecting with the heavenly realm. So let's go. Let's storm heaven in prayer. Whom or what are you praying for? It's the beginning of June. We dedicate two shows to prayer. And this is the first one for June. So you don't have to be Catholic to call in. This is your time. If you want us to take it on in prayer and have your back in prayer, now is the time to call in. Matt Gabinski's waiting. 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I already added to the prayer book two personal prayer intentions that I have that I added to the book.
Okay, great. Yeah, 833-288-3986 is your prayer line number today. We, as Debbie mentioned a couple times a month, we have near the beginning of the month, whom or what are you praying for? And then our urgent prayer intention show, God, I need you now, around the middle of the month. Really kind of very similar programs. We just throw open the phone lines and we say to you, we're having a virtual prayer meeting today on the radio. So if you've got prayer intentions, and I'm certain that you do, 833-288-EWTN is the number, 833-288-3986.
So Matt is on the phones. We have Michael McCall on social media. Jerry and I are waving to everybody. You guys got the chats going, and on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, you already put your prayer intentions there. We also have a virtual 24/7 prayer wall on our website, take2show.com. So you can always leave your prayers there. We add them to the main book. And but we really would love to get you on air and to hear the details. When we pray, we do like to pray very specifically. So if you feel comfortable, please give us the first name of the person you're praying for and or the person you're speaking about. If you don't feel comfortable, God knows who that person is. And then at the end of the show, we leave a couple minutes and Jerry will start us off in the first prayer and then we continue. So if you can go to adoration, you can pray the rosary, go to mass, do whatever you can do to remember the Take Two family intentions. We have seen small and big miracles over the course of almost 9 years. By the way, Jerry, we're coming up on our 9-year anniversary.
Yeah, 11 days from now.
Wow. The Take Two family's been going strong, and we are prayer warriors. We believe in the power of prayer. So somebody pick up that last free open phone line. That's right, 833-288-3986.
Yeah, and you mentioned your special intentions. I would like to put one out there for myself. It's okay. My back has been nagging me for a long time, my lower back, and it's been going out on me. So I've been a regular at the chiropractor's office recently. So if y'all would just keep that in your prayers, I would appreciate that. Obviously, back problems definitely interfere with not only quality of life, but just being productive. So I will appreciate prayers for that.
You're in the book. And you know what's really strange about that? So your back is bothering you. So the same thing with Marty. His back is bothering him. My sister just called me last night. Her back is bothering her.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? So anybody who has back problems will put you in the book. And there goes that open phone line. And we have a back waiting area. What do you call that? Like a green room, well, staging area? What is that?
In TV, it'd be a green room. Yeah.
Green room.
So
you're like on deck, right? Mm-hmm. Is it like the on deck, behind the on deck?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of social media prayer intentions have come in already as well. The phone line, 833-288-3986. Teresa is watching the video stream on Facebook. Teresa says, we adopted our son officially a year ago. He has a speech delay. Please pray for him that he develops the ability to express himself more fully. He just started speech therapy. Mm-hmm. So Teresa will be praying for your adopted son. God bless you for doing that.
Absolutely. We just added Teresa's intentions, and we just added for another back issue for Tom. We just added that as well. We just got that from our producer, Charles Beery. So a lot of people are having back issues. You know, it's very interesting how the mystical body of Christ works. You ever notice that there's a lot of similarities with different things, and it kind of has a rhythm in the world? It's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to a good priest friend of mine yesterday. He's having back issues as well, so it's really
Really?
We're sharing in the discomfort of having back problems.
Yeah, that's a great way to stick together as a family, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have a prayer intention request, please, and just so you guys know, we always pray for the souls in purgatory. So those are already in the book. Those are standard, the souls in purgatory. And we do pray for loved ones that have left the faith. Okay, that Jerry and I put together with the help of the Take Two family, a book, Trustful Surrender, all about that. Loved one, that's the number one prayer request intention, to bring our loved ones back to the faith. So that's standard in the book. Now we want to get into the specific details of what's going on in your life, right, Jer?
Indeed, absolutely. It's our one of two prayer shows here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. EWTN is the network that we are on, and it is your show. So we have opened the phone lines again, like I said, to whatever prayer intentions that you might have. And also, don't forget, we love to give praise and glory to God when prayers are answered, and that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. We hear from many of you, like via email and things like that, but during the prayer shows on the air, you're also welcome to call in and give a praise report, because God is in the healing business. He's in the miracle business. None of that has changed. God answers prayers. God answers email, as they say sometimes. So let us know about the answered prayers as well at 833-288-3986.
That's so true, Jerry, because when we get the praise reports, it builds confidence in prayer. And, you know, we're going to be talking about later this month, and you got me really hooked on St. Francis de Sales. And St. Francis de Sales says that God commands us to pray and forbids us to worry. Wow, mm-hmm. That has been such a game changer for me. And it's so true. We are commanded to pray. So let's do it well, because all of heaven is watching. By the way, Jerry, you jogged my memory. We're getting a lot of comments coming in from the Take Two family. If we're planning and praying about putting together a possible pilgrimage for Italy, it is growing by interest every single day. So just to let our Take Two family know, Jerry and I are praying about it. We're trying to talk to some people. We're trying to arrange things, because Jerry's in seminary training, priest. Formation, and so priestly formation, so we have to work around that. Plus, we are in contact with the mother of Blessed Carlo Acutis, Antonia Salzano, so to find out exactly when it's all going to take place.
Stay tuned right here to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie for that. I think we'd have no trouble filling up a pilgrimage to go see the canonization of Carlo Acutis. So we ask you to be in prayer for that, just as we are. And we are going to get your prayer intentions in just a moment here. Christina and Joel and Bonnie and full phone lines. Matt Gabensky busy screening your prayer calls at 833-288-3986.
Whom or what are you praying for? That's what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So we do need your call, 833-288-3986. Before we get to Christina in Illinois, I just wanted to share, Jerry, with our listeners, Eucharistic Mystery. Journey deeper in your understanding of the Eucharistic mystery and understand the Eucharist story of God's love for us from the Old Testament to the institution of the Eucharist. All you have to do is download the free, Jerry, you know how I love that, free ebook, The 12 Stations of the Most Holy Eucharist at ewtn.com/Catholicism. Wow, it's The 12 Stations of the Most Holy. Yeah, this is excellent. Guys, you got to download that free ebook. That's definitely what we want during the Eucharistic revival, during the parish phase. And you're pretty excited, right? Are you going to share that you're going?
I will be at the Eucharistic Congress, in Indianapolis a little over a month from now. Yeah,
nice.
Looking forward to that.
Nice. So you'll give us an on-location report of what's going on for the Take Two family.
First-hand account, yep.
Yeah. Okay, so Christina is first up here on Take Two from Morris, Illinois, on our friends at Catholic Spirit Radio. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the program. Hello. Christina. Yes,
Hi,
go
Christina.
Right ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name's Christina, as you know. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. My mom was a huge fan of you and listening to EWTN and watching the network. Sister Angelica helped with her conversion. I recently lost my mom. Well, it was 2 years, but to me it was recent. I'm sorry, I'm emotional. But she was a huge spiritual warrior. She started her pro-life ministry at Immaculate Conception in 2008. She started the Rosary Rally at our church and prayed it very heavily. So my intention was if we could pray for her soul. Her name's Renee Zedek.
Okay. Well, yeah, absolutely, Christina. Debbie's already put your mom in the book, and you mentioned what a strong, ardent, prayerful person that she was. Well, you know, just consider that being increased, multiplied by many times over now, because you know she was. You mentioned the pro-life and the devotion to the rosary. All of these things are just things that really unite us so closely to our Lord and our Lady that I think we can be sure we'll pray. Certainly, pray for your mother, but also we can I think confidently hope that she will be also continuing to pray for you, Christina, and all of your intentions and hers now, which, like I said, are really amplified now that she is in heaven. So, our way to heaven, God willing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I agree with that, Christina. But just imagine for a moment, okay? You said you were nervous as you started this call, but you just shared with a worldwide platform how beautiful your mother is and what she did for the church, what she did for her faith life, what she did for others, how she loved Mother Angelica and EWTN. And you just have to imagine, Christina, that God is, because God knows what you were about to say, and you did say it so quite well, that God allowed your mom to hear this in all of heaven. Can you imagine how your mom is probably up there going, "That's my daughter." I mean, it's pretty amazing. We're very much connected, and life continues. And like Jerry said, it's amplified in such extraordinary ways. So I hope it brings a smile to your face and some comfort that probably all of heaven was listening to you, Christina.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Prayers will continue. We won't stop, Christina. That's around the clock, 24/7, the entire Take-Two family around the world. God bless you. We'll be praying for you as well. Joel is next in Ontario, Canada, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Joel.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. I have a prayer request.
Sure.
I'm calling from Port Colborne, Ontario, Canada. Anyway, calling on Station of the Cross. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Also, would you be able to pray, please, that I get an answer from St. Philip Neri Seminary so that I can, maybe work with them someday for, like, a job, like a concierge or, like, janitor or some kind of maintenance person,
Is this also, something have you applied already, huh? Joel? Are you waiting to hear something, or where does that stand?
Yeah, I applied last week, yes.
Oh, okay.
To the St. Phil and Mary Seminary.
Okay.
I sent an email. Mm-hmm. It's in Toronto. Anyway, yeah.
Okay.
I'm willing to move to help people discern the priesthood and also, work with the church to, take care of the properties and stuff like that,
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Debbie may have a thought, but Joel, if you listen to the program regularly, you know that after 28 years out of priestly formation, I am once again in formation for the priesthood in the Diocese of Orlando, Florida. And it warms my heart to hear that you want to, be a part of a team of people at that seminary, St. Philip Neri, and just really help to, like you said, pray for and form future priests. So this is really a blessing to me to hear this.
I totally agree. And Joel, if it's really and truly on your heart to move, if you're going to make that effort to move there, to work on the seminary campus, and to be part of the formation, overall comprehensive exposure to the priesthood, Joel, when you get that call back or they respond, make sure they know your heart about this, because if it sounds like this is more than a job, if you're willing to move, this is more of a lifelong ministry for you.
Yeah, I would like to help the church, somewhere in Canada to help, take care of properties as a layperson, as a brother or something, I don't know. But
good.
I need discernment and prayers, yeah.
Good. Oh, you got it. Well, you got the prayers from us, but just make sure they know your heart, because sometimes when people get applications or something, it's just one of many, and you got to try to rise above that and explain your situation, that it's more than that. It sounds like, for you to call into a show like this and to have us all pray, this is very important to you, Joel. So we want to definitely storm heaven the proper way.
I have an update about Zachary, my friend.
Okay. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember my friend Zachary had talked to you about?
Yes, yes.
A while ago, his mother had passed away. He recently decided to become a paramedic. So he's going to study paramedic.
Nice.
A paramedic course.
Excellent.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Wow. So you're
another
you're
career path that helps another, a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Joel. We'll be
Beautiful.
Praying. Keep us posted.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Joel. 833-288-3986. Whom or what are you praying for today? Bonnie has some prayer intentions listening in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Bonnie. Thanks for waiting. Welcome.
Yes. Hi. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi. Yes. I'm praying. Please stop. Pray any and all prayers. I would appreciate it for my grandchildren.
Okay.
I don't want to get too emotional, but I would certainly appreciate any prayers coming from you all to for them. Mm-hmm. And I know I sound really stupid, but. Thank you.
You got it. I put your grandchildren in the book. I highlighted it, Bonnie. We will definitely, we always say storm heaven, but we will definitely storm heaven for your grandchildren, okay? You can count on us.
Right. And, yes, thank you. I've been praying to Blessed Carlo Acutis, who's
Good.
Going to be a saint soon.
Right.
Because, very contemporary, and I pray he hears my prayers too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned contemporary. I think he would be in his early 30s right now if he were still alive on earth. We know he's alive in heaven, but he is definitely, Bonnie, as Debbie and I know, he is really becoming a very prominent intercessor in heaven for a lot of people, especially, Debbie, I think young people. So this would be, Bonnie's got a great go-to saint there.
Yeah, and he's very active, Bonnie. We know that with the second miracle coming in, and people from around the world have reported that he's still very, very, very active. So I think you picked a fantastic saint in Blessed Carlo Acutis, and he's a powerhouse of a saint. You know, there's a stories of Saint Francis of Assisi appearing to his mother in prayer, saying that he occupies a high place in heaven. So you picked a great saint, Bonnie, and we'll definitely join you in that. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll pray
keep
for you
the
too,
hope
Bonnie.
And keep the hope, Bonnie. Please, it's important to keep the hope as you're going through these difficult situations.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, why wouldn't Carlo Acutis have a beautiful, glorious place in heaven? Because he led everybody to the Eucharist. That's what he wanted to lead us all to, was to the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus. So,
and he did it in 15 years.
Yeah, amazing.
It is amazing. He's a powerhouse of a saint. That's why he's one of ours that we pray to before each and every show. Okay, Jerry, I've got the book. I already turned the page. We've already got one page filled up already.
Okay, Tammy is next, and it's in Louisiana. Tammy, let me know if I pronounce your city right. Is it Opelousas, Louisiana?
Yes, Opelousas.
Okay. Very good. Well, we're so glad to have you with us today. What can we pray for?
Thank you. My niece and her children. My niece is an addict and an alcoholic, and she has been for over 10 years when my sister was murdered, her mom. Mm. And she recently had a child in November. She's 6 months old. She was born addicted to fentanyl. And the judge took her away from her mom, from my niece, Tuesday of last week. And I have custody of her now. But she has a 15, a 16, and an 18-year-old as well. The 18-year-old has anorexia. The 15-year-old has mental problems. He was born addicted as well, and the middle child just doesn't show emotion, but she left them all. She disappeared after court, and she just left her children, and they're with a stepfather that doesn't really care for them, or they don't think he does, and now they're all alone. I'm trying to get help for them. I can't take them all because I live with my son. He doesn't have the room, and I don't think he could handle all of them. But I'm just praying for my niece to turn to God, to overcome those addictions, to come home to her family, to do what's right for her family. She blames the system for everything, and she plays the victim all the time. And I just, I'm trying. I texted her last night a lot, but she never responded. We don't know where she is or what she's doing. And I just, I feel like I can't handle it. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm worried about her. I'm worried about her other three children.
Look,
the baby I'm not worried about because she's going to be with me.
Right.
But I don't know what to do. I gave it to God and I took it back.
Okay, no,
and
no, no.
I need
you
to give it.
Okay, Tammy, you didn't take it back. You're okay. You're all right. You're just struggling with the emotion and the feelings. So, of course, God knows what's happening. He sees it all, right? So what you want to do is just enter into a complete trust in God. And Jerry suggested Lady Undoer of Knots, the novena to Our Lady. Absolutely. I would even do even more, step it up a bit with somebody doing some kind of fasting to bring her back. Now, she's going to need major help, okay? She's not going to be in any shape to take over being a mother of the children. So she's got a long road ahead. You've got a lot of things that you've got to navigate. Tammy, it sounds overwhelming for you emotionally, but what I'm going to pray for, and please tell me if this is okay, you need a support team. You need to enlist a support team around you of friends, family members, strangers, neighbors, whoever you can get to help with the children or the niece or your situation with your son being in the home there. Whatever works, you've got to get a support team around you, because here's the thing, Tammy, you can't let it bring you down to the point where you're just going to be completely paralyzed by this. So please, would you work on that? And I'll pray for that too. And I know Jerry's already praying already. I can tell, because usually when his mind goes somewhere, he's already praying for your family. So that's beautiful. But Tammy, are we on the right path and direction for this?
Yes. Yes, I guess I just needed someone to tell me, this is what you have to do, you know, because I'm letting it overwhelm me.
Yeah.
And I
could tell, Jerry, you were already praying. You pray immediately for people. I can tell.
I've been praying, yeah, and I've been thinking about this, and just the sense that I got in my spirit. And Tammy, you probably know this, Debbie as well. You're really the rock in this whole drama as it unfolds right now, Tammy. God has put you in that position. You're strong. You are capable of doing this. God bless you for taking that little 6-month-old into your home. But Debbie's right. Your niece is going to need a lot of help, but it's not at all beyond the reach or the scope of what God is able to do. So again, I did mention to Debbie, Our Lady Undoer of Knots. If you have internet access, Tammy, just look for Undoer of Knots, because this is all really a tangled mess right now that you just laid out for us. But Our Lady can do it. Jesus can do it. And all of heaven will be praying with you along with the Take-Two family. Okay, Tammy?
Thank you all so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's our honor to pray with and for you for anything. So
yeah, and look for those opportunities and those people that are going to be put in your path. I mean, because the heaven responds, and heaven responds quickly. So be on the lookout, Tammy, so you'll know which way to go, okay?
All right. So much.
No, bless your heart.
Right.
Yeah, we're praying today. Thank you, Tammy. We're praying
with you.
And who would like that line that Tammy was on there right there? 833-288-3986. If you're on the line, hang in there. We appreciate your patience. We'll allow you to share your prayer intentions in just a moment. Whom or what are you praying for today? Busy program as always. When we have our prayer show on, actually every day is pretty busy. Thanks to you, the Take-Two family, on this show. We're going to go right back to your calls. First, quickly, we can run through a few of the social media prayer intentions that have come in, Deb.
Okay. If you want to go first, because I'm just pulling up the screen right now.
All right. Cheryl would like prayers for private intentions, also her family, the unborn, for good priests and for the souls in purgatory, and for the United States of America. That's Cheryl. Dee Dee, special intentions, please. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And our good friend Ellen has a variety of intentions, she
said.
Can I
put those in the book as well? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mary says, deeper faith, total consecration to Mama Mary and family. Okay.
Melicia, praying for all of our prayer blanket recipients and for healing. So thank you all for mm-hmm. getting those prayers into us on Facebook. You can also post your prayer intentions if you're watching the video stream on YouTube as well.
Okay. We'll go back to the phones, Jerry. Teresa mm-hmm. is up next in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. My prayer request. I'm actually calling for a friend of mine who has colon cancer, and they got rid of the cancer, but he's had recurring infections, and tomorrow we have an appointment with the surgeon, and he's going to make the determination as to whether or not to extract the colon surgically. And I know it's in God's hands, but I'm just praying that it doesn't have to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's tomorrow? The surgeon's going to make the determination tomorrow, Teresa?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, so we need to really go into full high gear here for your friend. Okay, would you keep us posted? And what is their faith life? Their faith like?
He goes to church. His faith is growing stronger.
Good.
He was away for a while, but has come back, and I'm so grateful for that.
Good.
And
good.
He does pray, but you know, I think we're both a little scared.
Sure. Sure. Is he Catholic, Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. Did he get an anointing?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, well, we'll definitely pray, and I know that I'm sure it's got you worried. I mean, that's a lot, especially if they have to, you know, remove part of the colon and areas of the intestinal tract. So that could be really rough. Did they give him any like indication that it's not as bad as it looks? Or I mean, is it what is he feeling right now?
He doesn't really say much, but the surgeon has tried many things, and this is his fourth surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look very hopeful, but I know with God all things are possible, and you've said many times on the program, you know, that's big. So this is big.
Yeah, it is big. Okay, but we know we've got our marching orders here. We're going to be praying.
I'm just getting Teresa and Debbie a really strong sense. Go to St. Luke. You know, Paul in his letter to the Colossians mentions that Luke was a physician, and so I think, and he of course wrote one of the Gospels. So let's really bring St. Luke into this. That's just a strong sense that I'm getting right now. So.
I'll go there now. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be praying too.
Yes.
All right. Keep
Thank
us posted.
You, Teresa.
We want to kind of keep the prayers going for this. So.
Yeah. Well, those that can't sleep during the middle of the night, be praying for Teresa's friend. It's important because you know he's going for his appointment tomorrow, so we don't have a lot of time to storm heaven. So we got to go fast.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. St. Luke. I love that. That's my son's confirmation name. I agree with you.
Oh, excellent. Yeah,
I agree with you. Okay, should we go to Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
Kathy in Colorado on Denver Catholic Radio. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks so much. I just have a prayer or praise report, answered prayer.
Great.
My father, who is 82, has been dealing with health issues for the last 2 years. And last fall, it got severe, and only 80% of people who had what he had survived. And so he was really struggling in December, and just during an anointing, he had just broke down with the priest and told him that he prays and prays and prays, and God just doesn't hear him, or he doesn't want to answer his prayer, and why is this just keep happening to me? And it was just heartbreaking to watch, but I reminded him that God hears prayer and he will only give him as much as he could handle. And he just one quiet afternoon when I was sitting with him, he lives in Michigan and I'm in Colorado, and I was just sitting there and he said, I just really wanted to be able to go and sit in a golf cart and watch my grandson, his great grandson, golf, because he's so good as a little kid, and my dad just loves golf, and he doesn't have the ability to hold on to a club or golf anymore or any strength. So he just, that was the one thing he regretted. Well, he came out of the health issues in December. He started to get better in January. And 2 weeks ago, he and my son and my sister and his great-grandson went golfing. Oh. And he was able to go sit on the golf cart and watch his great-grandson. And he actually got out and said, look, how did this golf club, or how did this golf glove get in my pocket? And he grabbed a club and he walked up to the tee box and he hit a couple shots, and he ended up hitting three different shots during the nine holes, and it just made his life. So I just want to, I had to remind him that his prayers were answered and God was listening. So I just wanted to put that out there for people who pray and don't think maybe that God is always hears them or answers prayers.
Awesome.
Wow. Well, because Kathy, you probably could hear me sniffling. I was getting very emotional because golf is very near and dear to me and my family. And it reminds me of my dad, who wanted to go out on the golf course one more time before, you know, he started to fade a bit. And so to hear that he was able to go out on the golf course, spend time with family, be going out there playing a sport that he loves, participating and enjoying that, and realizing that God answers prayers. I just love the story, and I pray for more blessings for your father, Kathy.
Thanks so much. We're there in, we leave tomorrow morning, so a prayer request would be that we have a safe trip there and back. I would throw that out there. So
you got it. You got it. Absolutely. Safe travels. Keep us posted. Tell your dad we think he's very special, especially if he loves golf, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All righty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Well, I got emotional with that one.
I was, tears were near to my eyes too. I just was really touched by that call. I had heard, I'm not certain of this because I'm not a language scholar or anything, but where Paul mentions to pray without ceasing, I have read somewhere online that that's kind of like it. The same word is used like for a military attack. You know, you attack, then you pull back, you regroup, you attack again. So this praying without ceasing is just like really just going before the Lord, you know, nonstop, you know, very, very confidently.
Strategically,
yeah. And God does hear our prayers sometimes. We just want to keep asking. You know, we have those stories in the Bible about, you know, that guy who gets up in the middle of the night to give his neighbor some bread, you know, when he keeps asking. So, yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, I think it's okay to say you really want to pester God and bug God. You really do. Yeah. It actually brings him great delight because it shows how much you are connected to him. You know, you're only going to bug people you really, really, you really, really want to be near and like, and you know what I'm trying to say? You're not going to pester strangers. That's what we mean by going big with God. Get connected with God and then don't stop, you know, but like you said, Jerry, just be very determined to get him to hear your prayers.
Yeah. 833-288-3986. Whom or what are you praying for? Janelle has a prayer intention in Manchester, New Hampshire, listening on the EWTN app today. Hi, Janelle. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you, Jerry and Debbie?
Good. Very well.
Hi, Janelle.
Thank you. So glad that you got through on the line there. Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping that you guys could pray for me today. So I'm facing a little bit of a situation here. I'm a police officer for a small town in New Hampshire, and I just completed a 16-week training academy for it. And during this academy, unfortunately, I fell ill, and I had to miss a few classes. And so now, because of that, the town that I work for is basically threatening that I could possibly lose my job. And they're going to be voting on tomorrow evening around 6:30 Eastern time in whether or not they should approve the additional training that I need to make up and also to extend my offer of employment or to terminate my employment. I'm hoping that, you know, there can be some prayers out there to basically you know, vote in favor to keep the employment and take the extra training. I definitely want to protect and serve the community. It's been a calling
sure.
that I felt that God is calling me towards my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Janelle, are you Catholic?
I am. I'm a devoted Catholic. I daily mass, frequent adoration, confession at least once or twice a week.
Good. Perfect. Perfect. And this is tomorrow. This meeting takes place. Janelle, if you could go to Psalm 91, God's protection, definitely you want that Psalm with you because you're law enforcement. So you want that Psalm with you, but go to your guardian angel, and the angels, around these other people that are going to make this decision so that maybe you can get that help on the other side of the veil, to help you. If this is indeed what God wants for you to continue this work that you're doing, it sounds like this is what you've always wanted to do. This is what's on your heart. So ask the angels to help you. You get some field support there.
Okay, I will definitely. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Janelle. That will free up a line there. As we're going to go next to Mary in Cleveland. Our affiliate there is The Rock, and Mary's listening to that station today. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie, both of you. I have a praise report. Last month, I called in and I asked for urgent prayers for my granddaughter, who was expecting my great grandson. Mm-hmm. And on May 10th, he was born, Kaysen, 7 pounds, 11 ounces. Mom had her first pregnancy, she was in a lot of health. She had a lot of health issues. This time she had the health issues while she was pregnant, but everything went fine for her for the delivery and the baby.
Congratulations. Yes. Praise be to God. That is wonderful. And I love the birth weight, 7'11". That sounds like a very lucky baby.
Thank our listeners for all the prayers. I do have another, my nephew, is expecting, his wife is expecting. She's had several miscarriages, so I'm going to ask to add her to our list because in fact, I was praying for twins, but it's only one, but that's okay, you know.
You're not going to be greedy, right?
Right. I'm from a large family, and I feel like these great-grandkids are blessings because of all that's going on in the world, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, congratulations. Way to expand the family. We're with you in prayer. We're praising God. This is so wonderful. And, you know, we won't put any pressure on you, Mary, but Jerry and I love newborn baby pictures and stuff like that. So if you feel like you have some extra time and you want to shoot us a baby picture, it only stays within us, the show team here. But it's our email is take2@ewtn.com.
Okay. I will have to have my daughter, who's technically more into that stuff, to do it.
Yeah, well, she'll have a lot of other things to occupy her time. But if it can be worked out, you know, we don't you know demand any photos, but we love to share in the journeys and the life, especially of newborns, you know, of our wonderful Take Two family, Mary. So
great, thank you, Mary.
Okay, you got it. Don't forget to remember the Take Two family intentions as well. Thank you. And that's for everybody that's calling in. You know, we're putting everybody in the book, but don't forget to take the prayers and remember them when you're praying. So we were doing this together. Did you share on YouTube Anna's prayer request?
Okay. I have not yet, no.
Okay. Is it Anna or Anna? I cannot remember. I'm so sorry. I'm going to say Anna. Anna, pray for my godson, Mario. He has been struggling to go into the seminary, and it's been about 5 years since he has discerned, but he hasn't really made any steps. He said, okay, it's got a little bit disconnected here on the page. Can you read the last line there?
I don't see that one, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. It's the strange. Sure, it's on the document. And Anna, I hope this was for today. We'll add it for today for sure. So it's Anna. Okay. Praying for my godson, Mario. He has been struggling to go into the seminary. It's been about 5 years since he has discerned, but he hasn't really made any steps. He says he is scared. Okay, yeah, we're definitely going to pray. Just trust. It's the surrender. It's the surrender prayer. Just trust in God, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. In all situations, as difficult as challenging as that can be, we need to try and do that. I want to mention, too, before we go to Sandy, something very important here on EWTN Radio. It's the Bible in a Year and the Catechism in a Year. Little snippets of the Bible, little small bite-sized chunks of the Catechism. And that's tonight and every night at 10 p.m. Eastern and Sunday and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Your presenter is Father Mike Schmitz. Guide you through the entire Bible and the entire Catechism of the Catholic Church in 365 episodes right here on EWTN Radio.
And Daniel, our friend Daniel from Cleveland, needs prayers. The anxiety is pretty high today. He needs clear scans so he can continue his work at the hospital. Daniel, please, we are praying that you keep the anxiety level down and the prayers up, and you remain hopeful. And Jesus, I trust in you. Right, Jer?
Amen. All right, as promised, we'll go to Sandy in Toronto, Ontario, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you guys? Thank you so very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it. So the reason I'm calling is I have waited a long time to get married. Thought I found the perfect partner for me. I knew him from when I was a child. We got back together, or we found each other in 2016, then started dating and got married a couple years ago. And I just feel like there's been an attack on us from we just got married, because we got married in 2022 in August. And by November of 2022, he had to go have a quadruple bypass surgery for his heart. We live in different countries. I live in Canada. He lives in the U.S. We were planning to, migrate in a couple of years together, move together while we did the process. And when he got sick, I could not leave Toronto. I have a young child, so I would go back and forth to help him as much as I possibly could. But I don't know if maybe that went over as not being a good wife to him. And, people started getting into his ears that I wasn't leaving Toronto to come and stay with him. I couldn't, right? I tried to do the best that I had a job. I have a job here. I'd go back and forth every 3 weeks to go and help. He stayed with his family until he was able to go back on his own. Until now, over the year, he was fine. And then the trust started eroding, and as I said, I think people are talking in his ears. He started mistrusting me, and to the effect of last 2 weeks ago, he gave me all my stuff that was in his place in bags, plastic bags, and never wants to see me or speak to me again. Mm. And nothing I can do seems to make it better. I'm at the point of just giving up. Should I just give up? That's how I'm feeling right now. I've not spoken to him because that has been so hurtful to me. I tried my best, but I can't fight outside forces when they're trying to attack, and if somebody's listening. And, mm-hmm. I'm the thing that you said just now, to trust in God, I am kind of feeling very weary, because I'm like, I trusted, and I'm still trying to trust in God to make and be hopeful, mm-hmm. right, that this mm-hmm. situation will work itself out.
Right.
I don't know what to do. But as I said, my pain from that last situation of him giving me my stuff in garbage bags is just, it sits with me, right? And mm-hmm. I don't know if I can ever forgive that.
Mm.
So okay. This is where I'm at with my marriage.
Sure, sure. Did you say that you actually have a child together, Sandy?
No, we don't know. So I have a 10-year-old, so okay. That's not his. And
Okay, so you're not, okay. So, and he's unwilling to go to any type of therapy, any type of outside help to try to build the communication between the two of you?
Right. He's just shut off all communication, does not want to speak to me, does not want to see me. But as I said, he's just totally made a switch on me from the person that I thought he was.
Sure.
That he showed himself to me as being, and I think he's, still that. I guess, I don't know if I'm being hopeful, but as I said, I think he's listening to people who are in his ears,
Sure. Is there somebody else involved with him or no?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And were you married in the Catholic Church?
No, but I am Catholic. He is a Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay. Sandy, here's what, this is what I would do, but don't, you know, you don't have to do what I would do. I'm just sharing from my heart. I would definitely get very, very close to God. I would take care of your child. I would take care of yourself. And I would really just work on my relationship with God and my work as a vocation as a mother to your child, and just pray that if this is God's will, that it will come back around. If not, maybe God is severing it for your health and safety and well-being. We don't know that. So, but the only thing we do know is you got to get tight with God and take care of yourself and your child. What do you say, Jer?
I thought that was excellent advice. Especially just, you know, making sure that you're, you know, providing for yourself, self-care, Sandy, and of course, tending to the 10-year-old as well. What do you think about what Debbie was sharing, Sandy?
Yeah, I think that definitely, you know, is something that has been kind of hitting me in the head over the last couple of weeks and months, seeing what has all unfolded. You know, I think my relationship to God has to be tighter. And I think you're right in the sense that if it's God's will for it to be let go, then so be it, right? Unfortunately, it's very hurtful to have this happen. And as I said, I think it's, you know, because it's so new, we went into this, at least I did, and I think he did too, with great hope, you know, and great love for each other.
Right. Well, things can always be reconciled down the road. But here's the other thing too, Sandy. This is a great lesson in forgiveness for you, so that you can grow in holiness and virtue in that area. So it's all how we look at the pain that comes at us. It's all how we look at the suffering that we endure. We can make it work for us spiritually, or it can hold us down and paralyze us and get us really stuck in our path. And so we don't want that for you. What we want for you, Sandy, is just like what you said. See, you knew it. You had the answers inside of you. You need to get tight with God, stay close to God, and take care of yourself and your child. And what will be. God's got your back, Sandy.
Oh, I appreciate that, because I've been kind of going back and forth. Some days I'm okay. Some days I'm not. I've really just kind of started focusing more on my work and things that I let go to the side over the last few years as I was trying to help him and, you know, go back and forth and all those type of things, get back to my career that means so much to me. But that relationship obviously meant a lot to me. But to have somebody do that, it just kind of hit me in the head and say, I have to get tighter and closer to God and my family. And thank God I have great support. I have older children who, you know, are close to me. Mother is still around. Aunt's still around, right?
Sister. Yeah, and I think, Sandy, what Debbie said about, you know, forgiveness and, you know, a chance to really, you know, at least from a distance and maybe not verbally through communication, but a chance for you to love him and forgive him. And the I think one of the keys to being able to do that is to pray for him. It sounds like he had that, you know, the quadruple bypass that you talked about. So there's definitely got to be some prayer needs on his part as well. So you have a real chance, real opportunity here to grow in your virtue of charity as well towards him. So thank you, Sandy, for the call. We appreciate that. We're just, oh, man, I hate to get at the end of the show.
Me too. So let me just share this. Paul and Mary and Anne and Karen and the others and on YouTube and on sending in messages by email, Lois on updates. So many people are sending their prayer intentions in. After the show, we will log everything. But now we're at that point, Jerry, where you're going to lead us in the first prayer. And then we, as the Take Two family, will continue.
Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you as a family, the Take Two family. We thank you for every member of this beloved family. We lift up to you every prayer intention that has been voiced through phone calls or social media or email today, and the ones that we didn't get to on the air, we know that you know them already, Father. So we just come to you with confidence and humility as your children. We pray that you would be very, very gracious and generous. We come big, we come bold, dear God, and we know that you will hear and answer these prayers. We offer them all through your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. So, okay, Take Two family, you take it away with all the prayers, adoration, rosaries for all the Take Two family intentions. We'll log everything in the book. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about that is the month of June, which is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So we'll be talking about St. Margaret Mary Alacoque and St. Claude and John Paul II and the others that promoted this great Sacred Heart devotion that we can all participate in. Right, Jer?
Indeed, and we want to thank the show team, our call screener, Matt Kubinski, our producer, Charles Beery. Michael McCall was on social media today. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying the program, and thank you especially, Take Two family. Don't forget, return the favor and pray for us each and every moment of every day. We'd appreciate that. Until we talk to you again tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day.